Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Timothy 1:5.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Today's verse comes from a letter the Apostle Paul wrote sometime between 63 and 65 AD. Now, this was a frightening and unpredictable period for Christ's followers when many of them experienced intense persecution. Nero, a mentally deranged and viciously cruel leader, said to have murdered his mother and his first and second wife, he ruled in Rome, and he was responsible for much of the horrors first century Christians experienced. You can probably imagine how difficult it must have been to lead a church during this time. The external pressures alone were enough to make even the strongest men weak-kneed. Add to this the fact that false teachers were gaining influence and seeking to subvert the gospel, and you can understand why the Apostle Paul felt compelled to write an encouraging and instructive letter to Timothy, a young man he referred to as his true son in the faith. Paul revealed within the first few paragraphs of his letter some of the opposition that Timothy faced. In verses 3-4, we read, "As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer or to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. Such things promote controversial speculations rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith." In other words, these people were arguing about stuff that didn't really matter and that in fact had the potential to draw others away from the life-changing truth of Christ. Paul wanted Timothy and all the believers to be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. That really simplifies things, doesn't it? That's the kind of love God wants each of us to display in every situation, a love that comes from a pure heart. There are so many things that can cloud our hearts. God wants us to actively purge all of the gunk in our hearts so that we can love from a place of purity, from a heart that is free from pride, selfishness, defensive behaviors, free from slander or gossip, conniving or manipulating, free from any sin that so often taints our actions and reactions, destroying relationships, creating disunity within our faith communities, and distorting the image of Christ within us. God calls you and I to live and love differently, unselfishly, sacrificially, where we're not fighting for survival, for dominance, for prestige or control, where we're not worried about how others might perceive us or react to us. That type of love requires both purging and filling. Purging, where we intentionally and prayerfully rid ourselves of everything that hinders our love and where we turn away from our old sinful ways of behaving, from reacting and perceiving the world. Where we display by the power of the Holy Spirit, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This necessitates remaining focused on eternity, on the gospel of Christ, and on whatever is best for others long term, not our personal comfort. Where we prioritize our friends and our loved ones' growth in Christ even more than their relationship with us or their personal comfort. In other words, where we aren't afraid to say the hard truths, even if doing so makes our friends and loved ones mad. Those people who are stirring up disunity, who are arguing over meaningless genealogies, they were acting out of self-love. They were wanting to elevate themselves rather than the cause of Christ. According to David Guzik from The Enduring Word, Paul's words suggest the problem in Ephesus perhaps came from Jewish legalism and a misunderstanding regarding the law, the rules by which devout Jews lived. Legalism kills love, or at least distorts it, and elevates human pride. Guzik went on to say, if spending time in God's word does not produce love from a pure heart, a good conscience, or sincere faith in us, something is wrong. Legalism may make us twist God's word so that instead of showing love, we are harsh and judgmental. Instead of having a good conscience, we always feel condemned, knowing we don't measure up. And instead of sincere faith, we practically trust in our own ability to please God. Paul wanted Timothy and the Ephesian believers to live differently, to demonstrate in his words and actions the power and the grace of Christ. Loving with a pure heart also means remaining alert to all of our internal gunk, anything that hinders God's work within and through us. It's learning to hit pause in the middle of an argument to pray, inviting God to examine us thoroughly and to reveal any hint of selfishness and pride that rises up within, to soothe the fears and insecurities that can make us grasp for control, asking him to cleanse us thoroughly with his Holy Spirit and to help us love our friends and family, whomever we come into contact with, well, asking him to love them through us. Can you imagine what our relationships might look like, what our ministry teams might look like, the arguments we'd avoid, the impact we could have if we routinely loved one another with hearts that had been cleansed by and then filled with Jesus Christ. Today's verse and the passage surrounding it makes me think of all the arguments that tend to circle our social media channels. Our pride, our fear, and our insecurities, if left unchecked, unpurged, tempt us to get swept into the drama that ultimately doesn't matter and often demonstrates that we've placed our trust and our security in something other than Jesus Christ. What's more, when we become consumed by all the chaos we encounter today, we lose sight of what matters most, the eternal things of Christ. We lose sight of our true call to love, sacrificially, authentically, and persistently. Let's pray. Holy Father, you are the God of love. You are the perfect embodiment of love, and it is only through your Son that we can love well. We ask that you would purge everything from within us that hinders our love for others, remove our selfishness, remove our sin, our pride. Help us to rely more consistently, more intently on the Holy Spirit within us. Thank you that by the Holy Spirit, we have the power to live and love differently. Purify us, Lord, purge us, and then fill us. We love you and we praise you. And it's in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.